cat on fire. For over half his life, Lorenzo Cat Johnson has been held in some of the toughest prisons in Pennsylvania, under some of the worst conditions, often in the hole. For over 20 years, he's been part of one of the biggest lifer populations in America, people sentenced to death by time, life forever. But in 2012, a ray of light shone through the darkness when the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out his unjust conviction based on insufficiency of evidence and ordered his prison doors opened. A few months later, a great darkness fell when the U.S. Supreme Court, in a rare and almost unprecedented action, without briefs or oral argument, reinstated both his conviction and life sentence. Through tears, Cat left his new life, his new wife, his job, and friends, and returned to Pennsylvania from his native Yonkers, New York, and walked willingly back into a prison cell. As a teenager, Cat boxed in the ring before the streets called him. Now a man in his 30s, Cat laced up for the biggest battle of his life, for his freedom. His lawyers, a dedicated bunch led by the skillful Mike Wiseman, tore the case apart and learned some astonishing things, like the state's crack-addicted star witness gave over a half dozen statements in the days following the killing of a crack dealer. And even more astonishing, she was first named as a prime suspect in the murder. Those statements, oh yeah, they have never been turned over to the defense, not before trial, not to this very day. A blatant violation of Brady versus Maryland, a Supreme Court decision of 1963, which demands prosecutors disclose all evidence favorable to the accused. The cops threatened others with murder charges unless they pointed to Cat. The kicker is this. Cops and prosecutors knew Cat was out of town when Taraji Williams was killed, and he had nothing to do with it. Several years ago, a court tossed his conviction based on insufficient evidence. Today, his lawyers have uncovered the truth. No evidence of guilt and overwhelming evidence of his innocence. He just awaits his day in court. For more information, contact freelorenzojohnson.org. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.